Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The Republican leadership is finally beginning to understand what some of us have been arguing now for 4 years. Barack Obama has zero interest in cutting spending. Churchill once said, I did not become the king's first minister to preside over the liquidation of the British Empire. Obama saying, I did not become president of the United States to preside over the liquidation of the welfare state or the contraction of it. And we saw it in his actions. The biggest expansion of entitlements with Obamacare, the biggest spending bill in American history with the stimulus, and now what we saw with the fiscal cliff negotiations, and now we have it. It isn't just in these, but in words, what he said to the speaker, we're not interested in spending cuts, because spending is not the problem.
So there's Charles Krauthammer, who says President Obama doesn't have any intention of cutting spending as the fiscal reality of our country becomes the number one focus again today. It's Tuesday, the 8th of January. This is your daily overview of what's going on, a recap, if you will, of the Talk Radio Countdown items that are important on the station's hundreds of programs and hosts that we monitor around the country. And the fiscal conversation, debt limit, are part of this whole conversation. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in as we review some of the things on News Talk Television as well. Here's Ezra Klein talking about the suggestion of a platinum trillion-dollar coin, which might be just what the president needs.
The debt ceiling is deadly serious stuff, that it is no joke a threat to the entire economy we hold dear. The irony of it is that it could, though, potentially be solved through one of the silliest, weirdest mechanisms ever devised in American politics. The story of that begins in 95 with a group of all things, frustrated coin collectors. Now, 95 is the year that Representative Mike Castle, a Republican from Delaware, takes over the House Financial Services Subcommittee on Domestic and International Monetary Policy. Kind of a mouthful, a big, important, boring-sounding committee, right? I mean, monetary policy, domestic and international. Boom. And yeah, it's an important committee. But one of the odd things it has control over is coinage. And so this turns out to be the subcommittee where the nation's coin collectors go to complain. And one of the things they complained about is they wanted to be able to collect more platinum coins. But the law, as it was written at the time, the Treasury was only putting out platinum coins worth hundreds of dollars. And that's pretty steep for a lot of coin collectors. They don't have hundreds of dollars to complete their platinum coin collection. And so Mike Castle, not himself a coin collector, not a person who particularly cares about coin collecting, but a friend of big coin, decided to help them out. When the next bill to fund the government came around, Castle attached a provision saying, quote, notwithstanding any other provision of the law, the Secretary of the Treasury may mint and issue platinum coins in such quantity and such variety the Secretary determines to be appropriate. The logic, Castle told my Washington Post colleague Dylan Matthews, was, quote, people couldn't afford the $600 investment, so they wanted the flexibility to put in smaller coinage so that people could collect them. That's it. That is all the law was supposed to do, help the Treasury make, a $30 platinum coin for cheapskate coin collectors. But the way the law was drafted, it didn't quite say that. It said you could mint a platinum coin worth any amount at all, even $1 trillion. That's a big loophole. That is a $1 trillion loophole. That is a loophole so big that you could possibly drive a debt ceiling through it. You just mint a $1 trillion coin, you use it to pay off the debt, and then let Congress decide when to raise the official debt ceiling again, at which point you melt down your coin. When Matthews told Castle, the author of the bill, about this plan, which is actually gaining steam among some congressional Democrats, Castle was shocked. He said, quote, that was never the intent of anything that I drafted or that anyone who worked with me drafted. It seems to me that whatever is being proposed here is a stretch beyond anything we were trying to do. But the platinum coin has also attracted some powerful backers. A Nobel Prize-winning economist, Paul Krugman, for instance, wrote, should President Obama be willing to print a $1 trillion platinum coin if Republicans try to force America into default? Yes, absolutely. He will, after all, be faced with a choice between two alternatives. One that is silly but benign, that being the coin. The other that is equally silly, but both vile and disastrous. The decision should be obvious.
Well, there's something pretty interesting that some of you may have heard about. I've been talking about it a little bit here and there over the last week or so. The idea of coining a $1 trillion coin. God, these guys will do anything to spend your money, right? And does it all just disappear? No debt, bing, bang, boom, and you're done. 888-302-DOUG is the new number to dial in for our talk radio review. 888-302-3684. Helping yourself to that is an idea that you can put into the mix here, as we'll have some callers on the fiscal realities of our country in a matter of moments. Let's listen now to Dave Ross with Linda Thomas talking to Congressman Adam Smith of Washington about why he didn't support the fiscal cliff deal.
You know, when Barack Obama ran in 2008, you were his campaign chairman here in Washington State. You voted against his compromise.
Yeah. The one thing about President Obama's campaign that I've always been concerned about, even way back in 2007 when we were first launching it, was his consistent pledge to cut taxes for 95% of the American people, or in the updated version, you know, don't raise any taxes to anybody in the middle class. You know, I mean, having voted against the Bush tax cuts in 2001, to lock in 90% of them permanently was something that I just couldn't support, and that's what this deal did.
Do you think this is a win for George Bush? The fact that the taxes stayed low on 99% of the people?
Yeah, I don't know the exact percentage. I do know that if it was less than 250,000, it would have been 82% of the tax cuts would have been permanent, since they boosted it up to 400.
Okay, so what happens now?
Yes, absolutely. It's a huge win. This was the signature proposal for George W. Bush, was massive across-the-board tax cuts. And here's my concern. Understand, I have nothing against tax cuts. But if we are deeply concerned about Social Security and Medicare and education and transportation and the deficit, in order to accomplish all that with the level of taxes being what George Bush set them at, you know, we're either going to have unacceptably high debt and deficits, or we're going to have to make deep cuts that I don't support in a wide variety of programs. I just thought it was incredibly inconsistent to vote against the revenue necessary to fund programs that I think need to be funded.
Well, the official position of your leader, Nancy Pelosi, is that she's going to search the tax code for various deductions that can be eliminated on rich people. But that sounds suspiciously like Mitt Romney mathematics, right?
Indeed it does. Well, two things about it. I don't doubt that. And when I was complaining about this deal in the in that oh-so-long period of time between when it was made and when we had to vote on it, that's what I was told. The revenue's not off the table. We're going to come back. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But the thing is, you know, the Republicans control the House. To some degree, they control the Senate, because it takes 60 votes to do anything. They're not going to stand for it. And furthermore, I hear all this about, you know, well, we got to lower the rates and get rid of deductions and write-offs. I'm still waiting for the person who then says, and here is a few hundred billion dollars worth of write-offs that I am specifically going to eliminate.
All right, so there's Dave Ross with Congressman Adam Smith. The idea there about, well, most of the things that are in there speak for themselves. They get a kick out of how many people are, they're just sort of passing off, tax cuts for 95% of the people in the country. 888-302-DOUG, the number on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which continues in a moment.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40. With no big change in lifestyle, Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I got chaps sticking to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
The fiscal situation in our country is where we are right now. You're listening to the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, now with host Terry Gilbert, talking about Congress coming under fire last week. You'll remember that during the fiscal discussion, they put off the vote on Hurricane Sandy relief. They finally got to it, but it took them a while.
A lot of pressure from New York, a lot of pressure from New Jersey, and finally Congress finally adopts legislation providing, yes, here's the figure, $9.7 billion to cover insurance claims. Okay, the measure is the first and least controversial portion of a much larger bill. The much larger bill was to be $60 billion, and it was supposed to be passed in the House of Representatives after the Senate proffered this up before the fiscal cliff deadlines, so before New Year's Eve. And when it got to John Boehner's desk, he was so verklempt, I love that word, verklempt with all of the fiscal cliff negotiations, that he never presented the $60 billion Sandy relief bill to the House of Representatives. And he sure got beat up over it, as well he should. If I was Chris Christie, and I was looking for federal aid, and FEMA tells me we're running out of money next week, which would put us at next Monday on, that's what FEMA says, you got to get money appropriated to FEMA, which in turn would then be appropriated down the line to the National Flood Insurance Program. And this is 2 months in the rears to do this. Hurricane Katrina within a week. FEMA money to Hurricane Katrina. What is up with this? Well, here's a few things that's up with this. These bills have a lot of pork in them. Do the bill, cut the pork, line item veto, whichever slang you want to work with, and just get it for the disaster and help the people out. They were hit with Storm Sandy, which I'm told far more expensive even than Hurricane Katrina, and a nor'easter on top of it. I don't get this. This is where your federal dollars at work should be going.
All right, more on the fiscal situation, another talk host, and then we'll take your calls at 888-302-3684 in the countdown.
Soil soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with our daily review of what's going on. Your say coming up here in a matter of moments after we listen to this one final overview. As I have said, we monitor lots of radio stations and programs to come up with these items of interest. And so on the fiscal situation, here's talk host Matt Murphy with Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama about why he voted for the deal last week.
We've maybe heard some of the reasoning, but we want to give you an opportunity to spend a little time talking about your decision to vote in favor of the fiscal cliff deal. I'm sure it's not the deal that, or it's not the measure that you would have authored. At the same time, you were the lone GOP public servant to vote in favor of this. Walk us through your thought process.
You know, I've been involved in this for some time, and what happened was, and American people need to understand that the tax rates we were paying, the lower rates that Bush got through, were temporary, and they expired as of January 1st this year, and everybody would have an increase. It would have been a $4 trillion increase in taxes, and I would fall on every American. The average working family would have been paying about $200 more a month if these taxes had gone up. So we had to pass a law over the Democratic Senate and with that the president would sign that would keep those from going up. So it was able to, at the last minute, a compromise was reached, and 99% of the Americans did not have a tax increase. It only went up on the wealthier people. I didn't think we needed a tax increase, period. But we got that passed us. And I got to say that also those rates were permanent. They're made permanent instead of temporary. They don't expire, and it would take passing a law to get that done. So I think that was the right approach. In my best judgment, that was the best we could do under the circumstances. Now, what we did avoid, and I opposed, was a kind of giant overarching agreement that was being discussed by Speaker Boehner and the president. The president was being very tough on that. He was demanding increased spending, not cutting in spending. And by the way, this agreement that was reached only dealt with the tax issue. The spending agreement and spending limitations have to be done in the weeks to come, and there will be several opportunities to do that. So we avoided spending increases. He wanted to waive Congress to give up its right to control the debt ceiling. And he wanted even more tax increases and spending increases. So we had a narrow agreement that simply kept the taxes from going up. Grover Norquist, you know, the tax guy who had the no tax pledge, said that he believed this was not a tax increase because, well, in fact, if we hadn't voted for it, we would have had taxes increased. Actually, they'd already increased. We were already in the January when the thing passed.
888-302, Doug. Now on to your calls here on our countdown. Here is Carlton in Kentucky with jobs as the way to fix the problem.
The thing about the debt ceiling and spending, what they need, what Congress needs to do is to start working out a bill for jobs. I mean, you get people back to work and you start bringing in more revenue and taxes and all. And the thing about it is that it will increase the revenue, and you have less spending. And you will not have to use, and the debt ceiling is automatic. It should be used to pay the government bills, which is our bills, and we shouldn't be get downgraded again, because they are using that as leverage. And Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid should be, they are not entitlement. People pay into that.
All right. So more calls from the fiscal point of view and the debt limit point of view. And then add just a few minutes here on the countdown. Stick around.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Thoughts and expressions now and concerns over the country's future as it comes to the fiscal situation. A debt limit is about to be discussed again in Congress, so what do you make of this? And later on in this half hour, we're going to spend as much time as we have left talking about gun control, as that debate is not forgotten by any stretch of the imagination. 888-302-DOUG is the new dial-in number here on the countdown. 888-302-3684. Sandra, living in California, thinks that we ought to have gone over the cliff so that we could have done something about the debt.
I do not believe that there should be any spending or the country being taken hostage just to pay our bills so we can get a downgrade in our credit rating so it would make it harder for us to borrow money in the future. It doesn't make any sense. I'm totally against it. I think we should have went off the fiscal cliff. I think that we should let the sequester go through. And I think if the Republicans want to hold us hostage over our credit worthiness of the United States so we could pay our bills and shut the government down, let them do it so we can vote all of them out next time. Then we'll know who they really work for, and it's not the United States or the government or the American people.
Well, you know, you say that, Sandra, and that's what they all say, but then look what happens. The approval rating for Congress a year ago at this time was about 12 or 14%. The president had a 24, 25% approval rating. And when you look at the direction of the nation, that is the percentage of people, according to the poll taken this past weekend, who are satisfied with what's going on here in our country, and compare it to some of the other presidents in recent memory, Barack Obama has the worst by far. The direction the nation is going in, approval rating is 23%. where with Reagan in 1985 when he started his second term was 52%, with Clinton when he started his second term was 43%, with Bush when he started his second term was 45%. So people are just plain upset. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Jim is in Delaware and focuses on drastic spending cuts we need.
We have to cut spending drastically. We have to sort of start to defund the whole Washington, D.C. apparatus because it's just driving the rest of the country into the dirt. Washington has no clue what's going on 50 miles from the Capitol. And it's just sad what's happening. There's so many closed businesses. There are so many people out of work. The government has distorted all the figures, so they don't count the people who've given up for work. I think what they have to start doing is start cutting everybody who works for the federal government so they understand that they are servants of the American people, not the other way around. Have to start doing away with some of these departments that do nothing except shuffle paper and make growth impossible in this country.
Jim, you sound like a very intelligent, articulate person. Interesting that the direction the country is going in is just the opposite, at least the bureaucracy and the federal government. You may have heard me talking last week and the week before that about the disparity between what the average person works in the private sector, what the average person earns, and what the government is paying employees. And there's almost a $30,000 a year difference. It used to be a few thousand. There was parity at one point. Then it was 10,000. It was 20. And now the average person working in our country is making $44,900 a year. That's down 4,000 something from a year and a half ago. While the average government worker who is making $61,000 a year is now making $71,000 a year. So the average worker in the government, 71 grand, the federal government versus your average pay, 44. You do the math. Randy in Michigan, both sides now is in, or are, plural, in his sights.
We should have this as a debate for future spending. You cannot not pay the bills that you've already spent. I mean, both sides have done it, the Democrats and the Republicans. We're talking about everything that's been already put in place from Medicare, Medicaid to the wars, Plan D and all that. So, but if you want to go forward with a good debate and one that may be legitimate, then we'll do that, but tying it to what we've already paid, that's just silliness, and it's not even sound reasoning. You know, these gentlemen are up there. I've been on a school board. It's nice to have your ideas, but when you actually look at the facts, you don't get to play with, you know, facts are facts, and I mean everybody spins them, but when you get at it, facts are facts. And that's what I think. It's fine to do that for the future, but we really don't have a government. Is not like running my house. I don't have 100,000 people added every month to my home like we do by people being born. So there's a lot of leeway you got to do there.
Tracking the nation's conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Stephan. Here's a note from Mark who writes, the proof is everywhere. Dismal economic growth, dismal employment, especially jobs a person can survive on. Lower wages, more government intrusion in our lives, higher taxes, higher cost of living, lower quality of life. And we have a president and a lot of people in Congress who think we need to legislate and spend and tax more. Yep, there's a recipe for optimism for you or for disaster. Which is it, Mark? Thank you. Here's Gail in Illinois listening to WJOL.
At this point in time, our economy is trying to get better. And it's in a terrible situation to begin with. And Congress does not, especially the Republicans, they should not be standing in the way of rescuing our economy. So I'm against all of this debt ceiling business, and I'm against all of these cuts. The Republicans are not showing the country any type of leadership in terms of helping to get our economy back on track.
And the Democrats are, ma'am? 888-302-3684, 888-302, Doug. Let's see here. Ellen writes, only 23% of the people, you say, are satisfied with the direction that Obama is taking the country. That's pretty sad. The reason we're in this situation is because we put party over people. We'd rather defend the party than defend our country. It's been said we will destroy ourselves from within. How true. Wake up, people. Our country is counting on you. Charlie in Florida has the final say on this discussion and debate on fiscal realities.
It seems like a very simple problem, and everybody's talking around this thing, but the Democrats say we've spent the money, we have to pay it, and that Republicans shouldn't interfere with the debt ceiling increase. But the Republicans really don't have any choice. There's no other leverage they have. We've got a serious debt. The Senate has not put forth a budget in, what, over 1,000 days. The Obama administration put a budget out, but it didn't get one Democrat vote. We've got a problem, and nobody seems to address it. The Republicans are really getting vindicated for their interference, but where's this going to go other than bankruptcy as we do something now?
You know, it's pretty interesting. You talk about some of these polls. The USA Today Gallup poll is the one that shows that at the beginning of this term, 23% of the country satisfied with the direction we're headed in. Now, Gallup is more right-leaning than is. They're not. Most of these pollsters take a side, and Gallup has been on the right for a long time. So perhaps that is the reason that there's a skew here, because you look at another poll, and 53% of you say you approve of the way Obama's running the country. So does that tell you how schizophrenic our country is, in fact? And so those people approve of the wrong direction in which we are headed. Anyway, a more interesting conversation on gun control. That's what's up next here on the Countdown.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply Happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La, 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 la,
Chapstick, apply Happy.
888-302-3684. I keep underscoring that. That's the new number for you to call if you want to get on the air here. 888-302-DOUG. Our focus now on gun control, facts from some people's point of view about guns, gun shows, et cetera, et cetera. News talk radio and television big on this week and this month and probably this year as it goes on and on and on and nothing ever happens. Here's reporter Randy Kaye with former Marine Joshua Boston. Boston talks about his response to Senator Feinstein's comments on new gun control legislation.
What will you do if an assault weapon ban is passed?
Well, I'm not going to be registering.
And what do you think might happen to you?
Well, I mean, whatever happens, happens. But I have a right granted to me by the Second Amendment in our Bill of Rights. And it says shall not be infringed.
I want to read the statement that the senator released. She writes, Senator Feinstein respects Corporal Boston's service. She has heard from thousands of people, including many gun owners, who support her plan to stop the sale, transfer, importation, and manufacturing of assault weapons and large-capacity magazines, strips, and drums that hold more than 10 rounds. As Senator Feinstein has said, the legislation will be carefully focused to protect the rights of existing gun owners by exempting hundreds of weapons used for hunting and sporting purposes. That was from her office. What do you make of that?
I'm still confused as to where the hunting and sporting clause is in the Second Amendment. It's nowhere to be found in the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, so I don't understand what she means.
So when you look at those things that happened, like the shooting in Newtown or the shooting in Aurora, Colorado, you don't think that there should be any change to the law?
The laws we have are extensive. I mean, there's over 2,000 gun laws as it is. And the fact of the matter is, predators are amongst us, and we have to recognize that fact. We don't live in a utopia. Our citizens have to be armed to protect themselves from these madmen.
So what is the solution then? I mean, is that the solution to stop these tragedies, is for everyone to be armed?
Not for everyone, but it certainly ups the probability of successfully stopping a shooter before you have 20 dead, 30 dead. People will choose whether or not to carry if they want to. I've made that choice, as have hundreds of thousands of other Americans.
But
and should we unfortunately ever find ourselves in a situation to protect others in our lives, we will.
But the law is the law if it becomes law and you're just willing to break it.
Unconstitutional laws aren't laws.
An interesting way of spinning that, huh? Here's radio host Mac Watson with his partner Larry Gatos talking to Sam Donaldson from ABC about Sheriff Joe Arpaio having his men patrol schools to try to prevent what happened in Connecticut.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio out here is going to have members of his posse start patrolling schools this week. In Los Angeles, the same is going on. I think you see, two big cities that are saying, we saw what happened in Newtown. We don't want it to happen here. Is this the answer now, Sam? Police officers, at least in L.A., and posse members in Phoenix, who aren't really police officers, they're volunteers trained, they're going to go and check out the schools. Is this the way to go?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about that. Clearly, you got to keep these people who are mentally unstable or otherwise away from going in schools and killing all the kids, or going in theaters, going in stadiums. This is part of our society today, and ultimately, I don't know how you stop it, but you have to try to do something. As you know, the National Rifle Association, Wayne LaPierre, says we should have armed guards at every school. Well, maybe so. But the question is, if that keeps people away who would do harm, that's wonderful. If the people who want to do harm still want to come in and you start having firefights, you've got a problem there.
Yeah, Sam, I always use the example of Columbine. Columbine had a cop in the school, but the kids knew exactly where the cop was during his routine and started at the opposite end of the schools when their bombs didn't go off. So I don't know if this is foolproof, but we already know that there are resource officers, there's police officers in schools. To me, this is just lip service. This is just politicians and people saying, oh, we've got this covered, and then in a couple of months, it'll disappear.
Well, maybe so. None of us, and certainly you didn't, want to dismiss the concerns of people, particularly about children. So to say, well, there's nothing we can do, we just have to keep our fingers crossed, it cannot be the answer. The answer has to be, what proactive steps can we take? Again, the problem with putting guns in the school, well, if they're going to be guns with people who know how to use them, who are police officers, who are trained, who know how to identify targets, who know not to shoot first and ask questions later, that's certainly a great improvement over putting them in the hands of somebody who just volunteers to help out.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Gun shows. Here's a new one. That's the focus, by the way, here on the countdown. Guns and the debate over guns in our country. This is almost sick. We get so worked up about all of this stuff. People say, well, you can't forget our First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Nobody's forgetting it. It's just that the passion for guns is something that a lot of folks don't understand. I belong to the NRA. I just don't get why so many people are so worked up about it. And I'm not necessarily a conspiratorialist, but I understand what you're saying about the government. We need to protect ourselves from the government. I think there's a lot of truth to that, frankly. But anyway, here's a new coalition of gun rights and various groups that has proclaimed January 19th as Gun Appreciation Day. And it started urging you around America to show your support for gun ownership by turning out in mass at gun shows and ranges and all of these various shows that go on around the country. Scheduled to send a message to Washington 2 days before the inauguration, the second inauguration of Obama. Gun Appreciation Day expected to rival Chick-fil-A Day as a public statement of protest against government policies. So what say you about that at 888-302, Doug? Here's Greg in Indiana on background checks.
They talk about, well, you need to have background checks and all this stuff. Well, that's not the problem. What it is, because I'm going to tell you, I could be a criminal like that kid is if I wanted to. My thing is, they say background checks. It's not background checks. It's your personality. It's your temperament. And if you have a temperament that's short, then don't carry weapons. That's why I don't carry weapons, because I already know I have a short fuse. So when they come and talk about background checks, I can go down to Don's Guns right now and buy as many weapons as I want, because I don't have a criminal record. So it's not that you that background check stuff. They need to come up with something different, the NRA and whoever else, because that's just an excuse. That's bull.
888-302-3684. Here is a David who says, close the gun show loophole. He is somebody, this is the other side. One of the things about the countdown is I'm eager to present both sides, both points of view on any and all issues that we can find. And so this email about the gun show loophole, this is something he sends from Handgun Control, Inc. The major obstacle to Congress's complying with the wishes of handgun control appears to be the desire of Democrats to preserve gun shows as a campaign issue. If the voters learn the facts about gun shows, they'll discover that there is no gun show loophole, no gun show crime problem, no reason to adopt federal legislation whose main effect would be to infringe on our rights. Despite what some media commentators have claimed, existing gun laws apply just as much to gun shows as they do to any other place where guns are sold. Persons selling firearms have been required to get a federal firearms license. If a dealer sells a gun from a storefront, from a room in his home, or from a table at a gun show, the rules are the same. He can get authorization from the FBI for the sale only after the FBI runs an instant background check. As a result, firearms are the most severely regulated consumer product in the United States. Do you buy that? I'm not sure that I do, but it's another point of view. Yes? 888-302. Doug, here is Don in New York.
I think the whole problem of this is being misdirected at the guns. If you study all these mass shootings, every one of these people that have doing all these killings have been under psychiatric treatment, or they've been taking Paxil or Prozac. The whole pharmaceutical industry, and they got 50% of the kids in school taking Prozac, and they're creating these monsters. It doesn't matter if they use a gun or if somebody went in the movie theater with 5 gallons of gasoline.
All right, do these arguments all sound pretty much the same, man? Every time we get into this, whoop. Nicole in Maryland, not sure getting more guns out there is either that or stricter gun control laws is the right thing to do.
I think we're just at a point in history where we have to make a decision as humans. Are we really going to see ourselves as more of the same, or are we different? And I think this, we have to care about one another. We can't stay inside of our homes. We have to get to know each other. And that's just the bottom line. We can't control. We talked a lot about gun control laws. I'm not sure if that's the way to go, but to walk around schools with guns, I'm not sure if I agree with that. The teachers did exactly what they were supposed to do, and my heart goes out to the educators that were in the building, the parents who don't know what to think this morning about the kids that they'll never see again. It's just terrible.
All right, that's it for another hour of the countdown. I'm Doug Stanton.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.